What I basically mean is that executions, they get a kind of religious flavoring. Actually, when I first started to think about it, and actually it's a development that in detail has been brought to light by other historians than myself, but I have theorized about it. So I first want to call it the Christianization of executions, but I don't think that that's a good concept, first of all, because there was a Christian world before this sacralization of executions, and secondly, because the sacralization of executions may have occurred outside Europe as well. As a matter of fact, I now know, after I published the book, that it did not happen in China. Executions continue to be completely secular events there. But okay, in Europe, in the Middle Ages, there were few executions, because there was much room for revenge and vendetta. Basically, a few perpetrators without really protective ties in their environment, or robbers from the countryside who were caught, those were hanged or executed in another way. And they were considered as completely worthless. And that made sense at the time in the whole judicial system you had. Then there was a kind of counter tendency, first from the church, because people of the church said everyone has the right of penitence, everyone has the right to be absolved by a priest before he dies, so capital convicts too, which the authorities would not allow first, because they think, no, these are people that are totally worthless. They gradually yielded, but that also came tuned in to the development of monopolies of force, of stronger states. It made sense, a more active system of justice, then it made sense to make a whole show of executions. So, okay, they yielded to pressure from the church, but it also tuned into their changed interests. And then the message of executions became different. In a way, even painters depicted the crucifixion of Christ as, well, not of Christ himself, that was theologically impossible, but of the two thieves, as they are called, who were executed with them. You see, they modeled it after the contemporary punishment of breaking on a wheel. So there was an equation in culture between the crucifixion of Christ, which was also an execution, and thereby all capital convicts became a little bit like Christ. They were still despicable, dishonorable, but a little bit they became like Christ, and the message at executions then became, this guy or this woman has done grave crimes, deserves to be brought to death by the worldly justice, but even this man or woman can be accepted by God if he or she is penitent. That meant a very slight raise in the status of capital convicts, who were no longer completely worthless, but a bit like Christ. They had the status of penitent sinners.